This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. If this weekend finds you at Costco stocking up on 24 packs of toilet tissue and a barrel of mayonnaise, you might want to also consider pre-purchasing a case of 2005 Bordeaux. That's right. That's a French wine, but it wouldn't be delivered until the spring of 2008. What's all the fuss about? We've invited our New Jersey wine guy, Gary Vaynerchuk, to talk about this. He's the proprietor of Wine Library and WineLibraryTV.com. He joins us from our studios in New York. Gary, nice to talk to you again.
Wonderful to be here. I appreciate it.
So what's the fuss about this 2005 Bordeaux?
Well, basically it comes down to very simply, it's one of the best vintages in the last 100 years, and obviously that's a long time and exciting. The quality is not only great at the high end, but it's also great at the low end. At the end of the day, I think you and I could have probably made a great 2005 Bordeaux if we did it together, and neither of us are winemakers. It's one of those special vintages that, you know, just transcends the whole wine industry. Every major collector that we deal with, which is in the tens of thousands, has bought a substantial amount of 2005 Bordeaux.
Mercy. So that explains why Costco's getting on it, right?
Yeah, Costco's been doing a great job the last couple of years getting very heavy in Bordeaux, and they were the biggest buyer on the national scale of the 2005 vintage, which was very smart because it is an exceptionally exciting vintage. The reason people jump on futures is the prices move. And since they started being released about a year ago, some wines have moved as much as 30 to 50% increases without even hitting the shelves yet.
Oh, my word. Now, if somebody buys a 2005 Bordeaux and it gets delivered next spring, should they, after all the waiting and the expense, they'll want to crack it open right then and there and pour a tall one. Do you recommend that or holding onto it for a while?
Well, you know what? Let's face it. We're all Americans and our patience is zero. So, unless you're looking for a resale value and you're looking to buy these wines strictly for investment where keeping it in a solid case is really the way to go, mm-hmm. I have no issues. I feel very comfortable in somebody opening a bottle or two when it first comes. But obviously, these wines, the reason they're so exciting is they have the tannins and the overall flavor profile and the structure to really last 20 to 50 plus years on some wines. So obviously there's an enormous amount of potential for aging for these wines, which really increases the demand of the vintage.
You're known and celebrated for your wordplay. I must say the current favorite wine I have that you introduced me to, you described as having a taste like, forgive me, cat urine.
Yes, cat pee.
I was trying to clean it up for the listeners, but no. I stand corrected then.
It is cat pee. I mean, it's a very interesting characteristic of New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. It's there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, given your history as a wordsmith, mm-hmm. how would you describe this 2005 Bordeaux?
Overall, they are really punch you in the face wines. And what I mean by that is they've got an enormous amount of flavor, an enormous amount of structure. Some of the wines really have a very distinct vegetal aspect. So a lot of times I talk about it from a standpoint of having fruit and vegetable salad mixed in a wine. And that's what the 2005s, especially on the left bank, offer. The right bank, which is a little bit more low-based and a little bit more New World, come with what I like to call Skittles and High C and Fruit Punch because they are so fruity, so over the top. It's like a roller coaster ride. People that are really enjoying Shiraz from Australia are going to find some comfort in a lot of right bank 2005 Bordeaux because the fruit is so intense, so over the top, kind of like me sometimes, that it makes it very obvious that the wines are going to be very fruity and explosive and will last that way for a very, very long time.
Gary Vaynerchuk, The Wine Library. Always nice to talk to you.
Always great to talk to you, my friend.